Amen. Okay. That's it. No, sit down. Alright, so the life of a woman, as a woman, the life of humans, especially when you talk about, as you grow older, is in what constitutes your knowledge base. The knowledge base, as you grow older, you tend to cherish the things you soak in, as if you're not growing mature. So, and I've always told you, like I learned, that the life of a minister of the gospel is how he takes heed to instructions. So the life of a minister is built on instructions. The things you observe. If you are a lawyer, for example, or you're a doctor, medical practitioner, there are instructions. I remember when I was in school, we were told that you don't expose your patient unduly. You know, those are just very small, small instructions. You know, you are treating the patient, you don't expose unduly. That means you only expose a patient when you think it is very necessary. And then, if you are in a particular case that in the profession, when you are attending to a particular case, for example, let's say a patient has a condition that warrants me to look at the genitals or to work on that, I have to call in a chaperone. It is part of the instructions in the profession. So if I'm going to go far in the profession, then I will take each instruction. Does that make sense? So the life of a minister, so every profession has its professional ethics. Yeah? There's a name for it. That's not what I'm trying to remember. It's French. But it's okay. So there are things you do. There are things you must not do. This is a ministry. We also have it. What this kind of meeting does for you is that it trains you to be a better minister of the gospel. A better minister of the gospel. Probably tomorrow morning I'm going to share with you how to start a cell. Like I said, the meeting this year is going to take a different turn. Because you should know. Because whatever you don't know about, you will not have the desire about, or the desire towards it. Hallelujah. So, we are looking at the ethics of Christian service, or part of it. The things you ought to do, the things you should not do. 1 Timothy 4, who are there in the morning. When you are talking to a minister of the gospel, you use books like 1 Timothy, Titus, Philemon. You know, books that were written to ministers. They are talking to everybody. You use Ephesians. You know, you get, and you are the quickened. Ah, glory! In 1 Timothy, you can't see glory. There's nothing glorious in everything. All you see is enduredness. Like a soldier. Put in remembrance. Stir up. Don't neglect. That's when you're talking to a minister. You're talking to someone that just got saved. He said, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is love. I would say, wow, glory, revelation. In 1 Timothy, there's no revelation. Instructions, that's all you see. Hallelujah. Those should be your favorites as a minister of the gospel. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, we taught from verse 12 some years ago. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example. Like I said, we teach the same thing every year. Just with different topics. I don't even remember the teaching. Have you listened to be an example before? You listened to be an example before? Okay. You should listen to it. But be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with a laying on of the hands of the elders. Can we verse 15 and 16 together? Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly unto them, that the profiting may appear. Verse 16. Take it unto yourself and to your doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing these things shall you save yourself and those that... So there are things to meditate upon. Meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. Meditate means something you
attend to, something you think about. If you have ever worried before, then you know how to meditate. Because meditation is the flip side of worry. Have you worried before?
I have. I doubt there's not nobody that has never worried before.
You should have. One time or the other.
You know the way your mind keeps going back to that thing.
Because your mind just keeps going back to it. The opposite of that is to meditate. So you are thinking about it. So I want to give you what to think about. Ethics of Christian service. Meditate on these things. Give yourself only unto them. So it means you take time to brood upon instructions. When instructions are given in your local assembly, you must take time to brood upon it. Whenever you find yourself in the work of ministry struggling, then it means there are instructions you are not taking. You're struggling in the work of ministry, you're struggling with your ministry, your preaching and teaching, then there are instructions you are not taking. So you must pay attention to instructions. The life of a minister is in instructions. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you look at Timothy, for the first Timothy, for example, is full of instructions. Because that's how you tend to a minister. In chapter 2, verse 1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So he's saying, you must pray. You should pray. He has started giving him instructions. So by the time you now get to chapter 4, and he says, meditate on these things, Timothy knows what to think about. In chapter 1, verse 18, this charge I commit unto you, son, my son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before, that thou by them you can wage a good warfare. So again, there are things you can do outside instructions. You must know how to listen. You can see that I'm not starting from Matthew 28. Because I'm talking to ministers who are already disciples. Who I believe that the word of God should be changing your character by now. So that's the essence of God's word. Changes you. Gives you new ideologies. Gives you new model of thinking. That's what God's word should do. Hallelujah. So one of the ethics I want to talk about, in the morning I spoke about honor, which is very vital in our things to remember. Have you? Those are teachings you listen to. The things to remember. Honor, full of the Holy Ghost, walk in the Spirit, and be committed to giving. So we're looking at, I don't know what that is, but it's an instruction to those who serve. And I want to talk about supernatural order. O-R-D-E-R. Order. Order. Because it's too vital in the work of ministry. In every organization, every assembly, every church, you must have the way things are done. I'm pretty sure when you did your membership class, which I believe everybody here did, right? You have not done membership class, let me see your hands. It's not possible. First membership class, I took it myself. It's for this ones. And then I took others. So everybody has done membership class, except me. I should do one of these days. I will do the exam. God bless your soul, you don't give me above 70. What's the highest so far? 76. And nobody has beaten it since 2017. What's happening? Which kind of generation of believers are this ones? Hello, I thought you would beat it. I'm very sure you come, if I scrape 50. just kidding. So order. Because in the house of God, we can't allow individuals to choose how they will behave. We take instructions. There is how you ought to act. Remember in 1 Timothy 3? That's what I'm talking to you about now. In 1 Timothy 3, it says, in verse 15, so you are seeing how he talks to ministers now. 1 Timothy 3 verse 15 says, if I tarry long, that you may know how you ought to what? Behave yourself. In where? In the house of God, which is what? The church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. So you may know how you ought to behave. So in the church, we learn how we ought to behave ourselves. Everyone cannot do what they like. We must observe order. Maybe I like to just I like that. Imagine someone, I like that when something starts by 8 o'clock. I don't like to come 8. I like to come around 8:30, you understand? I just don't like starting things with people. When you come to the church, we'll put order to your life. Hallelujah. Order. 1 Corinthians 11. Paul says something vital to the church in Corinth. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 34. When the church in Corinth, of course you already know about this church too well. You know, Paul told them that they should observe love as the Passover. So they bring their meals together and they eat. But the beautiful thing, or the most unfortunate thing, is that some people now come earlier. They say the food time is 4 o'clock. I remember that happened when we were in Burgin House. I think I was just seeing a few folks. Was he here? Consume. You remember, Abby? Was he in the office? After Milano. Okay. So you have double jet. So, the Daniel prefect will come and then pray normally and say, we bless this week in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They will say, serve your food. But once every week, we are going to eat how many times in a week? 21 times, right? Morning, afternoon, evening. For 7 days. Or one out of 21 times. We are going to serve your food 20 times. But you see, that one time, we don't know when it will be. It can be Thursday morning, it can be Monday evening. He would say, we bless this food in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He would say, consume. So we are always waiting for when the consume is. You understand? And serving means, of course, we are always 12 on the table. There are 12 weeks in the time. Okay? So what happens is that each member of the table serves that week. You already have the calendar. Serving first week and serving second week. I like to serve at the last week so that I can do wickedness to everybody that has done wickedness for me all the time. You know. So we say consume. When it says consume, you don't say. Everybody rushes the food. That makes sense. Which I'm very good at. But they always come and pay me that this when it's time for consume, don't cheat me. Because they know I will get it. So what you do is that because you don't know when the Daniel prefect will say consume, you sit near the pot. The pot is always in the middle. Abi, if you went to Virgin House, the pot is always in the middle of the table. Then, six. So everybody's just waiting for prayer. The prayer is not the issue. It's the instruction. The instruction that will follow. So I'm always in front of the pot. So it's the Saba and any other person. But the Saba must sit in front of the pot because it's the one that will serve. So that's what he had in church in Corinth. So some people came to the dining hall and they sat in front of the pot. And consumed. So by the time others came to church, food has finished. And you know, because you have to work in love, it's the church in Corinth. Church. So they say, oh, there's no problem. I'm not even hungry. They are not hungry, but they wrote letters to Paul. Some people are cheating us here. Stop this instruction. So Paul had to intervene. So in 34, he said, if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you don't come together to unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order. 1 Corinthians 11:34. The rest will I set in order when I come to you. So we can't allow people to express themselves. We set things in order. That word order is the word diatasso. D-I-A-T-A-S-S-O. It's a military word. Order. It doesn't come automatically because you are born again. It comes because you are under authority. Who do you think creates order? The spirit? No. It's the man who has been given responsibility. Paul did not say, I will ask the spirit of God. I will pray for you. And the spirit of God may set things in order. No! I will put things in order when I come. So, the man that has responsibility has the authority to create order. In every organization in life, responsibility creates authority. Why do you think the managing director has more authority than you? It's because of his responsibilities. So, you have no... Listen very well. I think I taught this in school of ministry, right? That you have no authority where you don't have responsibility. Yes, sir. You were there.
where I said, you can't correct another person's member just because you know what is right. Remember that? For example, there are things I see online. Someone is saying nonsense. I'll just look away. I can't correct you because I'm not your pastor. And that's rightly so. Because I don't have responsibility in your life. So I can't have authority. Does it make any sense? You don't become someone's pastor because you are sharing something on Facebook. You are sharing a word on Facebook. They can get blessed from it. But you have no responsibility over his life. When something happens in the middle of the night, it's not you, he's going to call. So I can't demonstrate authority over such a person. I don't even know your name, I don't even pray for you. But you see, Brother Pam here, I can usurp authority because I have responsibility over him. Is it making sense what I just said now? So, what brings authority is responsibility. So who creates order? The one that has authority. How does authority come? Responsibility, thank you. So authority emerges because of responsibility. So in the house of God, in the church, we have to look at who has the responsibility. In my unit, in myself, on whose shoulder is the responsibility? So, the moment I recognize the person with your responsibility, what does the person have? Authority. I'm just saying, so, I need to recognize who has the responsibilities here. If anything happens, who will pastor call? Then that person has the authority. Imagine in your office, especially if you work in the private sector. Faith. The director comes and says, the report I asked you to submit yesterday, where is it? Can you say, I've not done it, I'll do it when I have time. Your eyes lighting up. I will do it when I have the time. You will have that time in your house. Applying on Indeed or LinkedIn. That's where that time. Hallelujah. But in the church, you know, some folks says, have you done your report? Yeah, you give all manner of excuses. Let's stop for today. Order. So, if I cannot do it with my boss at work, if I say, I don't have time to write the report, then, if you want to do it when you have the time, then you have to start your own company. Right? You want to do things at your convenience, you know something. You want any shift. I don't want money shift throughout. I want, you start your company. Where you now put yourself in any shifts. For as long as you are under authority, you will follow the order. You will follow the order. So we don't do anything anyhow. We don't do anything anyhow in the body of Christ. We exercise our function based on our authority and we obey authority. Psalm 131. I'll show you something. Psalm 131, verse 1. If you have been a glorious astros, why you be familiar with this one? Can we read together? Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. My eyes are not lofty, neither do I exercise myself in things higher than me. So, there are things higher than you. And that will be a function of what? Authority. There are things higher than you. Always have a very sane estimate of yourself. This is who I am. That's why when you did membership class, you were told the order of authority. If I'm right, yeah? You made some people run away. What did he call it that time? The ladder. Ladder, ladder, ladder. Our Lord Jesus is our ladder. Yet the ladder of leadership in this church is too long. You must have wondered. Ask Moshala, how many years did it take you? Are you a pastor now? Moshala said, no. Are you now in the fellowship? He said, no, I'm in the same. Moshala is saying that. Maybe I did not see the notes very well. Then he goes to the notes and says, I sell it. He's which one? Number one, Abi? One, Abi? Third. Which one is number one? Workers, okay. Which you already are. School of Ministry students, then self leaders. Number three. Out of number what? Out of number what today? Out of how many? 10. It's 10. Ah, it's not 10. Oh, yeah. You should know it, everybody should know. You don't ask anybody. You are the latest. 7. You have counted it. Who teaches that class? 7. 3/7. After how many years have you been with pastor? Again. I've been with pastor, but we started 2017. Ah! Say, ah! But you have been pastor before that time. Say, ah! The ladder is insurmountable. Say, Obara Jesus. 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. 5 years. Number 3/7. When you now become pastor? Or should that be your issue? Have you seen, know where you are in the ladder. Like, I think that's the who inculcate that doctrine, ladder. It's a nonsense doctrine. It's a very nonsense. There are some words that I'm careful to use. Prophetic. Dimensions. Realms. When I say them, find something's doing. I'd rather say, in prophecy, or the words of a prophet, than the prophetic. Realms. Doing this somehow. Always have a sane estimate. Say, there are matters that, I will not exercise myself in matters higher than me. That's order. That's order. If you have never been to military before, you will see the way the officer of a lower rank, how many of you know what I'm saying? The officer of a lower rank, the way they treat the higher ranks, you dare not say a word. That's too low. Even in medicine, if you go on ward rounds, when we are going on ward rounds, you know what I'm saying, Abi? Ward rounds. If you guys go on ward rounds, your work is small. The patient comes to you. You know, when you go on ward rounds, you have your consultants, right? Then you have the directors. Then you have before the chiefs. Yeah? You have the senior registrants, yes. You have the junior ones. You have the officers. Before you have the officer, you have the chief. You have the chief, then you have the officers, just general medical officers. Then you have the house officers. Then you have the students. It's two students. They don't even do anything. They just stay at the back. You see, the house officer is the servant there. Literally the house boy. Is where. Now he's the one who say, go and bring the thing. Go and bring the case notes. Yes, sir. And when they are talking, you dare not talk. When you see even your own, someone that is 3 ranks above you, and the consultant is saying, no, that's very, ah, you are unserious. So. When they are telling you, is this the old man? Now you are unserious. What do you do? The better is always asking you questions. They are asking you questions. In that kind of case, and they are saying, oh, this patient, is the house officer that will present the patient, or the chief, come on, no. Carried this far. A 71-year-old man who presented in the E&E triage, on account of secondary to so. In the present. Have you been to this ward with this house officer? Yeah, don't be there. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been there. We managed the patient together yesterday. That's it. Because the rank, it takes you years. And then, you write that one. So, have you been reporting to your... Because what rounds like that don't happen often, no? Maybe once in 3 months or 2 months. But when it's happening, you say your phone is ringing. You know, there are a number of eyes that will look at you. And those eyes are like 50 years in career before you. You must say, what kind of stupid phone is this? Because there is order. There is order. For example, I can't single-handedly discharge a patient. If I manage a patient and I say, okay, this means he's fine and she probably can continue on a patient basis. I go to the person before me, submit that file, and wait. I know he too cannot do it. Then he takes it, the last person presents. Most likely the last person doesn't even know about the case. The case talks to me and the person next to me. normal. It goes, and I say, discharge. Then it goes down. And I go to the word like I have authority. Okay, we are discharging you. Right, so you come to the clinic. As do I have the authority? No, I don't. Tell me the truth. I just received order. Is it making sense? You don't exercise yourself in matters that are higher than you. It's an ethic. Always have a say. See, because human beings are given to blowing you out of proportion. They will blow you out of proportion. Look at politicians. When you're in office like this, when you're in power, people will celebrate you like dogs. I said like dogs. They will celebrate your dog, rather. Governor, this dog is doing birthday. Happy birthday. They will put it in paper, newspaper. Your dog. Your child. We commemorate, we celebrate the daughter of our governor, His Excellency. You are in power. The day you step out from that office, your birthday, you will not even remember. Say, Governor Guinea is in birthday. Ex-Governor Guinea. I said, tell me the date of the birthday of the dog. Because they will blow you out of proportion. Saul has killed 1,000. David has killed 10,000. When? 10,000 flies, 10,000 mosquitoes. When did David kill 10,000? So, it is left for David to maintain his own sense of order. Don't overestimate yourself. My eyes are not lofty. Don't talk too much about yourself. Just follow God's plan for your life. See, noise is not death. Young people, when they join a local church, and the first thing they let everybody know is that they are pastored in 16 different places. And so what should we do with that information? You are overestimating yourself. As far as we are concerned, you are a worker in the media unit. Hallelujah. You don't overestimate yourself. My eyes are not lofty. So, look what he says. I don't exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. I don't delve into matters. It's not in everything that you are going to have a say. Those are things that you should know in local church. It's not in everything you are going to have a say. It matters too high for me. But the funny thing is that David is the king. And the king is talking and saying, I don't exercise myself in matters too high for me. Order. See, practice keeping quiet often. There are matters that are higher than you. Matters that are not even given to you to voice an opinion. Imagine someone saying, I want to talk to young ministers. Have you ever heard me say that before? Or write that on Facebook. I want to instruct young ministers. As a young minister, you should. Me. Instruct young minister. Who am I? Old minister. That's too hard for me. This so pastor and so pastor. Something is happening in their ministry. What do you have to say? Must I say something? Abi, they are helping me to do you. Don't translate that. Are they helping me to do you? Is your head sweeping ground? Why do I have to comment? It's higher than me. Pastor, the way he tweeted. What do you think you should have done? He's asking me. That the government said, can you come? Me. Someone is behind me. I was looking for the person he was talking to. It can't be me. I should say what Baba Deboye should have done. I don't get. As per who? As per each of the body of Christ. He's higher than me. The matter has gone beyond me. This is 2 years of ministry, 2 years of pastoring. You're already organizing young ministers' conference. And you still find out after 10 years. Young ministers' conference. What do you want to tell young ministers now? You are now pastoring other people's pastor. And you think you are ready. Calm down. Calm. 1 year of pastoring, you say, school of ministry, open school of ministry. Not the one in your local church. You say, everybody can come. It's a school of ministry. You want to raise ministers. Who asked you? Is God begging your dream? You do it. Don't delve into matters that are beyond you. A 34-year-old, 35-year-old, you want to become president. Christian Church of Nigeria. President. Who sent you all this? Where did you get inspiration from this? Your eyes must not be lofty. That one is not for you people. Imagine you're working in a bank and the board of directors are having a meeting. Are you ordinary teller? What do you call them? Those are like you scammers that used to vex. They are always true.
The lady is the one that used to vex. The guy is not always on seat. He's not used to go for the coffee. He's just going up and down like the devil. You will never catch him. The lady. Somebody can put it on his. How do you tell one? Am I the source of your frustration? I said, Adam, calm down from you. He said, no, it's not you. It's not you. It's you. I'm not the source of this frustration. Please, don't beat. Should I go somewhere else? Biko. Hey, sorry. Imagine so ordinary teller like that. The board of directors have a meeting. You now knock. Sound to say something. The boss of the branch manager, who is this? Who is it? So who is this? They can sack you and your branch manager. So who is this? So no, I have just an opinion. There's some people just feel like they're wise. They are wise to comment on every matter. There's something that I just feel if we can, maybe the board is not doing much. Yeah. That's the day you will do your own bank. You start your bank. You don't exercise yourself in matters higher than you. Imagine you're working in an hospital. Then the CMD or the consultants are having meetings. And you are an announce officer. And say you want to go and tell them something. There's something that you feel in research work that you know. What do you know? Even if it's right and it will revolutionize healthcare, keep quiet. You tell it to the next person. Hallelujah. I don't exercise myself in matters greater than me. That's order. Be careful of social media. Where you say they should vote to keep a pastor. If the pastor messed up, did some things and all, you are now voting. There's now a link. Click on this link to vote the pastor out, or to vote him in, or to put him on probation. In social media, there's a way. And if he did everything, look, in human rights, we are the ones paying the offering. What's that? This is the church of God. As much as the bishop ought to be blameless, 1 Timothy 3. But when an error happens, you let people who have the authority to talk. The only thing you can do is pray. Watch and pray. Romans 12. Let's see what Paul said about what David just said. I don't exercise myself in matters greater than me. I have a sane estimate. In Romans 12, verse 2. Now in verse 2 and 3. I'll wait for you. Are you there? Where to go? Do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not what? More highly than he ought to, but to think according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Don't think of yourself too highly than you ought to think. Was that what David said? Don't think of yourself too highly. He said, think so badly. That's what sophroneo. S-O-P-H-R-O-N-E-O. S-O-P-H-R-O-N-E-O. Conservative thinking. To be calm. Sophroneo. Think soberly. The same word you find in Mark 5 verse 15. Mark 5 verse 15. The man that was healed of madness. The way was now calm. Sophroneo. The calmness of mind. So if you are not sober, for Mark 5:15, you are mad. I'm not the one. I'm not the one that said this. It's the Bible. You are not sober. You're mad. I'm not mad. Hallelujah. It says, you think soberly. You find it in Luke 8:35, 2 Corinthians 5:13, Titus 2:6, because of our time. Be sober minded. 1 Peter 4:7. Let me just read that one. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Be sober. Don't exercise yourself in matters too high for you. Learn how to observe order. In Numbers 12, Moses had just married an Ethiopian. Married an Ethiopian. No happen. He started calling himself. Jesus. Miriam called Aaron. He said, "I'm talking anyhow." You don't become chosen of God by activity because you don't have to talk. You know, responsibility. So, of course, we know the end of Miriam. Right? What's the end again? Talk about. She didn't observe the honor code, the ethics of Christian service. That there are matters that are higher than you. Someone comes, say, someone comes to your unit, so I want so. He didn't say, go and meet the head of units. That is order. Who told you can stand in his stead? Who told you? Who told you can stand in our place? Just is to say, okay, sir. I don't know if you can tell Sister Judith. She's the one in charge. That is supernatural. That's order. Is it making sense? Who told you that? Who do you can stand? We all have the spirit of God. Okay, I've heard that. We'll put this in consideration. You are saying this for many years to come. Have some order to your service. Always know your place. Don't think of yourself too highly. It's only foolish people that think they must comment on everything. When you think that you must comment on everything that is happening in your local church, you are a foolish person. That's foolishness. So say, do you know where Kini now works? Bropam now works. Do you know that? Tell the person, is this matter no higher than you like this? That way you are bringing order to his own life. Is this matter no higher than you? Bro. Sophronio. Oba Sophronio, you said it. Brother, it's higher than you. There are things that are too big for you to comment on. And I'm also saying it for things that happen in other churches. You have no business. One of the hallmarks of a member of Glorious House Church is that I am so sure that if you are following our doctrine here, you won't comment anyhow on what happens in other churches. I'm very sure. If I see that comment, I know you are not one of us. There are some things I have asked some of you here. I would say, who taught you to do this thing? But I'm sure. Where did you learn this one from? And I'm not expecting any answer. But it's not from me. You can say, Pastor, you taught it in one teaching. Which teaching is that? Pastor TV Joshua, Pastor. You know, some folks were saying some things at work. I said, I just, no matter what you know, it's already higher than me. Hallelujah. It's not gospel. It's not power of God. It's not, what are you commenting about? You think you have answered to everything? Yeah, evangelist, Paul Abi was saying something. Calm down. I said, I'm wrong, we're just enjoying the moment. Because it's so dramatic. Oh, for you to now come, you are not in live video. I'll just wait for people to join us. Bro, well, I can see you. Welcome to my IG live. Sister O. Wow. The way they just do like that possessed. I don't know. You can see, don't squint your eyes. Okay. Wow, I see you, my brother, welcome. We just wait for a few more people. Okay, I think we can start talking about this now. Association of mad people. AMP. You know how people I do. Concerning the matter that is happening in the body of Christ. Why you? Matter that is happening in the body of Christ. I just feel that we should. And you are the one that is telling us. What data has cost? Because you have phone and data now, you think you can just comment on anything. It's the reason why some people don't have ministries. I don't know this person, but there's a particular brother like that. He was so dishonoring and he started a church. You will reap what you sow. It's not in Genesis. After his time. Now started a church. Two members. Two and a half. His brother is one of it. He's not that is playing keyboard. He's not that is carrying the keyboard after service. You think you will just say things anyhow and you will go. No. The law in Genesis has to come in this. You don't honor people and you expect to receive honor. Where will you get that from? You don't regard people. People who have sacrificed a lot for ministry and you want to regard. You can't have it. You speak against other pastors so that you can convert their members to your place. It's now happening to you and you are vexed.
convicts, you are receiving what you have sown.
Order. You can't comment on everything. 1 Corinthians 14.
You should know that it's the Corinthians that will have much of this.
When Paul was talking about the gifts of the Spirit, prophecy, in verse 33, he now says, in verse 32, and the spirit of the prophet are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, verse 33, but of peace as in all the churches of the saints. God is the author of order. In verse 40, he says, let all things be done decently and in,
even for the gift of the Spirit, it must be done in order. So you need to ask yourself some questions. Who is in charge? Right? Right? Who is in charge? You observe that when Jesus was talking, his disciples were quiet. When Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, I said, oh you Pharisees, you drink with the cup. Oh you Pharisees, you drink with the cup that is clean on the outside, but your inside is dirty. Oh dead sepulchres. They were not, Peter did not say, "Hi, sir, I have something to say. Pharisee John, remember that day that I told you this thing, have you?" I was looking for someone you can suppose to. All commented on this. He now tagged someone and said, "This was what I was telling you yesterday." As for what? As for who are you? Must you say it? We know that you are full of revelation. You said this thing. In fact, you have always said it in life. Must everybody know? Must you see everything? Order. You have to have supernatural order to your life. Supernatural order to your life. When Jesus was talking, his disciples were quiet. When Peter was talking on the day of Pentecost, did you see any other person make a statement? Peter, let me just quickly say something too. I was also saying that don't think we are drunk. Don't think we are drunk with new wine. No. There must be order where the Spirit of God is. Wherever the Spirit of God is, all things must be done decently and in order. Always know who should speak. Who should speak? Who should be doing the talking here? I'm talking to your unit, and then you are the first person to talk. Your unit leader has not even said anything. Why are you talking? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Always know who to speak. Who should be talking now? Just put some order. It saves us a lot of catastrophes. Hallelujah. We're going to skip a lot of things. It's over time. Have supernatural that you're like, this one is funny. Those are people who compete with their pastors. They say, I know everything now that this pastor is teaching me. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. From there, you bring Moses. Nice Moses. One time, I'm just going to find out about Moses. From Moses, I'll go to the prophets. I'll be beginning at Moses and every other prophet. They expanded, then I'll go to four gospels. That's what makes doctrine. I'll be Genesis in seed form. Moses, love Moses in the prophet, in the man prophet. I know it. It's Greek, it's about Greek. I'm going to download Greek dictionary. It is disorderliness that makes you want to compete with your pastor in knowledge. It's a wild goose chase. Oh, let me tell you. It's not a mouth. Who is it? Because I'll be growing spiritually every day. It's going to end a brilliant thing. Put some order to your life. Thank you, Jesus. So, fulfill your own role and move on. Did you observe that Ananias did not write a single epistle? Yet he was the one that laid hands on Paul. And we don't have the book of Ananias. We don't have Ananias' instruction to Paul. So if he had written it, there's nothing wrong. Was he not the one that Jesus spoke to? And said, I will show you a man who you will lay hands on, you will get filled with the Holy Ghost. Abi? He's the one. So if he had written instructions to Paul and said, I, Ananias, write unto you. Do not forget the laying on of hands. There's nothing that will be wrong with it. But you must learn how to fulfill your role and move on. Order. Fulfill your role and move on. Peter was the one that had the authority. In Acts 1, he was the one that said, let us choose someone to replace Judas. No other person spoke. You think they didn't know that Judas ought to be replaced? They knew. But you don't meddle in matters that are too much for you. They knew Judas ought to be replaced. Yet, you said, until Peter speaks. In Acts 3, who spoke to the man? In Acts 3, who spoke to the man who was at the gate? Peter. Who spoke to the people? Peter. When the Pharisees came, who spoke to them? Peter. You have to know your place. John 2 was the foundation I was supposed to. Yeah, John did not say, Peter, let me quickly add my own. That's what you mean, teenagers thought. Let me quickly add my own. I want to say, the church is not where everybody voices their opinion. There must be order. Pastor, leaders, your unit heads. See, knowing that there is a problem does not even give you the authority to solve it. You know that there is a problem. You have the solution. Yet you don't have the authority to say you want to solve it. Knowing a fault does not mean you are going to fix it. I want to say that, visit him here after the other. I just want to say, he didn't take permission from the head. He didn't say anything. He just, it's okay, wait. I don't want to suggest something that, who are you to suggest anything? Keep quiet. Whatever your suggestion is, you tell the one who is in charge. Are you listening to me? Sister, so I want to see you. Brother, so I want to see you. Hey, I want to suggest that. It's just a suggestion, sir. I felt that this may be, I was going to suggest that we do this, If he says, okay, no. Don't be odd. Fulfill your role and move on. One day it will be your turn to do that. That makes sense? Huh? You also be in a role to fulfill that. If he says yes, yeah? Then he will bring it to the entire membership. Say, okay, we are going to be doing so. Even if he doesn't give credit to you, what do you need the credit for? Hallelujah. Even though I'm very sure he will. Learn how to know that even if you recognize the problem, you are not the one solely to fix it. So, order is a professional ethic in Christian sense. But in Galatians 2, Paul rebuked Peter. The way I teach it, I already know all the things that you could have said. But Paul rebuked Peter, and Peter was the head of the church. So, who are you now? Paul. Abi, you are now the Paul. Okay? Rebuke on. We listen to you. He said, Paul rebuked Peter. I don't do this another time. Now, Boragin said that there's the permissive will of God and the perfect will of God. I said, you hear what you just said? Now, Boragin said, for a time, he walked in the permissive will of God. Here, we're testing you just, who did you say said it? He said, bro, he again. Reverend Kenneth again. He said he walked in the permissive will. You want to know what the permissive will? His permissive will is your perfect will. All that coming, you are playing with grace. You are playing with grace. Break it and walk in permissive will. You said there's permissive will. Don't exhaust yourself in matters that are too high for you. Breaking did this. We are going to visit our ministry too. Break it. We are talking about. But Paul rebuked Peter. Paul. The one you are reading his book and getting epignosis. The one you are reading his book and you are doing series that you have not finished. Half of the New Testament is what you are talking about. That's a rebuke Peter. So because of that, you too, you can rebuke. Oh yeah. My dear Lord, my own way here. You are just a stupid person. And as much as I want you to know, Paul rebuked Peter in Antioch, where Paul was superintendent. Peter was superintendent in Jerusalem with James. But in Antioch, with the Galatians, Paul had the authority. There you have the answer. Uncle Paul. Hallelujah. Always know who should do the talking. Who should do the talking? In 1 Peter 5, verse 1, the elders which are among you I exhort, which also are man, and the witness of the Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of glory that are vivifying. He is exhorting elders because he is an elder himself. You can't fill in that role. My pastor knows doctrine. I don't know why pastor does not comment on the things that happen in the body of Christ in Nigeria. Elder. That's the code. Elder. The elder among you I exhort. Which also I am an elder. That's the reason. Imagine prophet coming out, in the IG live. I want to call out Pastor Adeboye. I want to call out. If not for humility, should he even be listening to you? Should he even be existing? Should he be? How you say? I want to call on all pastors in Nigeria. I want us to take a stand. You have counted yourself like that. I want us. because of your 50 members. How to talk to my fellow servants?
Tell me more.
You know, as people who are in charge of God's people.
Wow.
You know, as soldiers of Christ. I don't want baby. God's general. I'm the God's general. I look at the God's general like this. Where did you tell me to be your life is lofty? You God's general. Let me give you God's general. Paul, Apostle Paul. Okay, in more recent times, you know, donkey. People who had 3 million saved in one service. God's general. You now call someone because he's doing series on mix. First thing was that mix. Is this series on every Saturday? Efficient. You are speaking efficient in 2 weeks. Happy birthday, God's general. The life you have touched can never be untouched. We honor you. We worship you. We adore you. And you were not led by God's general. Thank you. As a God's general, general merchandise at the beginning. I'll be general manager. Which one? Stay in your place. You are only privileged to serve God's people. You're only privileged to be a part of what God is doing. Fulfill your role and move on. Let nothing be done out of pride. Let nothing be done out of ego. Let nothing be done out of high-mindedness. High-mindedness. If you are in the local church, this local church, you must maintain a sane estimate of yourself. Fine, you are the unit head. Fine, you are the cell leader. Fine. You are the fellowship coordinator. Fine. You are the zoner pastor. Maintain a sane estimate of yourself. Is that clear? Maintain a sane estimate. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Regard every minister in the body of Christ for their work's sake. Know when to talk. So, says, an elder, I'm exhorting you because I'm also an elder. Look at verse 5. That first Peter 5. Is that where you're coming from? That says, likewise, you younger, meet what? To the other. Yes, all of you be subject to what? One of the other. And be clothed with humility. For God receives the proud and give grace. So he says, younger ministers cannot be subject to each other. You see what Peter did there? An elder is not an elder. Younger should submit to an elder. But yet you can what? Subjected to each other, to one to another. And let nothing be done in pride. How many souls have you won? Do you think they are bad? You just let prayer once on Thursday. Nobody is hearing anything again. I don't think pastor for this opportunity. Suddenly your tongue has changed, your accent has changed. I thank pastor for this opportunity. We'll be praying. We'll be praying from the book of Ephesians. While your cram will go back passage and so I will nika. Ephesians 1, verse 9-20. So we pray. Hallelujah. Tongues now changed. Now we start buying suits because you are leading prayer. I want to buy 20 suits. You're gonna preach here. 20 suits. You want to open your mic as you are? Glory. Your gait has changed. The way you walk. Arrogance or swagger. Panache. They're already carrying back for you because you led prayer. They're carrying back for you. As you're coming to your cell meeting, someone is carrying your Bible. I'm very sure your cell leader doesn't allow that. You carry my Bible for me. On top of many people say, I was still touching Corinth, carrying Bible. At the cell leader, you have protocol now. Eh? An elder, I exhort. Add some order to your service. Know who has the authority to talk. Know who has the authority to take decisions. Know when to talk. And know how you go about it. Peter says, be clothed with humility. It's part of Christian service. Yes, we know that you give word of wisdom. Yes, we know that you are an experienced man giving word of knowledge. Be clothed with humility. Yes, we know that you have healed the sick. You have raised the dead. You have your own Lazarus that you raised. Be clothed with humility. Because God resists the proud. Better put, God's grace resists the proud. He gives His grace to those who are humble. You are going to do a lot for the Lord in the coming years. You have to maintain a very humble heart. If you are going to move the hand of God in the nations of the earth, if you are going to have a ministry of teaching and preaching that is effective and raising men, you are going to have to be humble. Be humble. Be humble. You don't even know what will happen to you in the next 5 minutes. Be humble. Like I always tell you, the name you bear, you are given your name. Even though some of you gave yourself names later. Have you? How did you do that? You gave yourself a name. I did. My dad did not want to allow. Give myself a name. I just start calling myself one name. Enter it. McClucking. No, McClucking is very yoring me. McClucking. That's an incarnation, you're McClucking. That's like the name of a German machine. You are giving your first clothes. You came naked. Nothing bigger. You came naked. Where's your pride? If you are that full of glory, you should have come with a passage from heaven. Which, as you are coming out like this, they are seeing Edwoman. They are seeing bling bling. They say, this guy is a proud guy. He's worthy of his pride. You came naked crying. And your last clothes, they wear it for you. There's nothing to be proud of. Just do what the Lord has asked you to do and move on. Be careful in judging matters. Because there are cases that are higher than you. Be humble. Obey the order ethic code. So move on to the remaining part of the year. To work us in this local assembly. And beyond. Let us put some order in our lives. I've told you that gossipers are not people who walk in the spirit. Part of order eradicates gossip. How many of you know that, right? Order takes care of gossip. The first sin is Eve and the serpent in the garden as God said. Told you anybody that tell you, do you know what's happening? You expose it. Call the person he's talking about. Bro, where someone is talking about you here. I think, bro, faith wants to say something to you. But someone is thinking about someone and say, you are talking to the wrong person. That's Christian. Tell the person, you are talking to the wrong person. Have you heard that, bro, faith? I'm not a prophet. Why are you telling me? This is number 08184. Am I right? 84? 80 what? 85, eh? I know it's 80 something. 081. You don't have? You have it. Why are you not telling me? Should I call you? Should I have credit? Prophet, speaker. Bro, Damola is saying something here. He said that he told you something last year and then he said, when I get, we'll settle it. Okay. What did you call him? He said when he comes around on Sunday, we'll talk about this. He said, let's talk about it. On Sunday, it's coming and we'll talk about it on Sunday. As I talk about this then. It's between, put some order to your life. First, any member of Glorious House Church, any worker of Glorious House Church, to be found on social media saying things about other ministries, about other pastors. You have no responsibility there, so you have no authority to talk. I don't do it. I don't think you should be. Put some order and face your business. Mind your business. Mind your ministry. And see the end of the Lord. Don't just pray for ourselves. Just pray for yourself. Order in what I do. I'm not proud. My eyes are not lofty. There is order in my service for the Lord. This is how you know how to pray. This is workers' meeting. There's order, supernatural order. By the Spirit of God. In my life, in my service, in my ministry, there's supernatural order. My eyes are not lofty. I don't exercise myself in matters greater than me. Are you praying at all? There's order in my life. There's order in my ministry. I'm clothed in humility. No room for pride. No room for the flesh. I'm a man of instruction. Obeying God's word, living by ethics, supernatural order. Everything is set in order in my ministry, in my preaching and teaching, in my discipleship. Supernatural order. Turn and pray. In ourselves, in our units, supernatural order. I don't walk in dishonor. There's order in my life. I meditate on it. I put it in remembrance. Supernatural order. Order by the Spirit of God. In my life, in my ministry, in my operations. Order by the Spirit of God. I don't exercise myself in matters greater than me. You have 4 minutes more to pray. Let all things be done exactly and in order. For the rest of my life, as I serve the Lord, I serve in purpose, in order and in need. In order and in need. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.